How do you listen to music these days? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Friday, April 17th, 2026, and we just heard Pada with Music. Now, do you guys remember how we talked about the comeback of the 90s brands, and retro items like handheld digital pets in Korea? And it's happening these days. And maybe this old is new retro trend is a global thing. Global. Just when you thought technology couldn't get any smarter, people are going backwards. And it's happening voluntarily. Rather than spending money on getting high-tech and smarter AI devices, people are on the hunt for discontinued portable media devices that were popular way back in the day. Yes, and I'm talking about the pods, nanos, shuffles. And I'm thinking about selling mine right now. I have a few of those right now in my storage closet. And of course, these things were discontinued years ago. Now, interest in these retired media devices in the secondhand market is suddenly surging. Not by nostalgic millennials, but by Gen Z. But why the sudden surge? Well, apparently people are tired, not physically, but digitally. Streaming platforms have too many options. And before you know it, you've opened 5 different apps and forgotten why you picked up your phone in the first place. You know, you're like, oh, I forgot what I'm doing with this thing in my hand. It can be a little draining. Now, these pods, on the other hand, have just one job. Play your music, and then they mind their own business. So what do you think? No more notifications, no more algorithms, just music. Maybe there's something oddly satisfying about that. Well, perfectly enough, we have music for you right now. T.O.1 with Retro Love. Would you like a coffee or tea? That's right. Grab that coffee, grab that tea, or grab that H2O. We don't care. We just want you to enjoy everything in store for you right now. All the info that you might already know. We don't know. You might not have known. It don't matter. You know, because some people, it might be of interest to them. Now, speaking of music, what kind of music do you listen to? Now, I'm sure all of you are K-pop lovers if you're listening to K-pop Connection right now. But did you know that the music that you listen to during your teenage years, is the music that will stick with you for the rest of your lives. Now, if you suddenly found yourself humming along to songs that you used to love during your school years, even though you're well past your school days, well, we know why now. Researchers call it the reminiscence bump. And it's a psychological phenomenon where our brains hold on extra tightly to memories formed between the ages of about 10 and 30. And music? Well, music is the overachiever of the memory world. Now, researchers say music is deeply tied to our emotions, so much that it lights up the brain's reward system, releasing those feel-good chemicals like dopamine and oxytocin. Now, in other words, your favorite song isn't just a song. It's kind of like a time machine. And it makes sense. Those years were packed, you know, with firsts, first loves, first heartbreaks, first time you wanted to kill somebody. You know what I'm saying? First real sense of who you really were. Music doesn't just play in the background. It becomes part of, you know, those special moments. And it becomes part of your identity, who you are. So, when an old track suddenly hits you with a wave of nostalgia, don't panic. It's not that your taste in music peaked at 19. It's just that your brain decided that was a pretty unforgettable time. And that's the beauty of music, isn't it? Well, to add to your collection, here is a song for you now. We got Hatsueibu with 19. Ready for your next Korea adventure?
Pack light, tune in, and
just go! Welcome to Just Go with Nael, where she explores the hidden beauties of Korea. Smaller cities and districts, many myths, not just in Seoul, but other parts. And welcome to the studio, Nael. Where will you take us today?
Howdy.
I'm just chewing on this piece of straw, you know, just playing my banjo.
You know what? I've actually been looking at some of the comments on our Instagram.
Read comments?
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, I do. And I
respond
to some.
You got to learn not to read them all, because some of the comments, when you see the negative stuff, actually, I don't mind it, because I'm like, you know what? If you had the time to write negative stuff about me, thank you, because you're, you know, dedicating that minute or that second or that hour.
Yeah, you know what? You know, I like to trigger. I like to trigger the negative comments, because that's what makes your stuff go viral.
Exactly.
You get
haters,
people.
Thank you. Anyways, what do you read?
But you know what? Yeah, somebody was looking around to travel more traditional areas in Korea. So I was like, all right, you know, but I think the typical places that people think of is Gyeongju, right? And people tend to miss this particular one a lot. I would say it's more of the local Korean's choice to go when you think of traditional. Buyeo, Chungcheongnam-do. And it's the ancient capital of Baekje Kingdom. And then there's palaces, historical fantasy. It's kind of like this, you know, like in France, Koreans, well, a lot of Asians have this fantasy about like the French, like old palaces, like the Versailles and things like that. And the St. Petersburg palaces in Russia. It's like that, but I guess a quaint, smaller town Korean version. Ancient Korean palaces and housing.
I love how you just made all those comparisons.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, I haven't been to any of those places, not even Buyeo, Chungcheongnam-do either.
It's very tourist. I mean, the ones that I mentioned in Europe are very tourist filled, but this one definitely way more chill than Versailles and St. Petersburg and things
and
like that.
We don't have to travel that far.
Yep, which is what's so great about this this corner, because we only tell you the ones within Korea.
It is far if you're going by car, though, so I'm thinking how far, though?
Well, it's still close enough, I would say. From Seoul to Buyeo, the distance is about 150 to 180 kilometers. But, of course, before driving, there's other options if you are just traveling. You're not living in Korea. KTX, you do have to transfer, but it's about 2 to 2.5 hours. You have to KTX to Gongju or Iksan and then take a bus. Now, the express bus, which, again, I will die on this hill, is a good way to travel if you are kind of like a light backpacker traveler. So 2 to 2.5 hours direct from Seoul Express Bus Terminal. What's great about the Seoul Express Bus Terminal is that it's still quite central within Seoul. So near Gangnam area, it's very easily accessible. And that goes directly. But if you're renting a car, 2 to 2.5 hours if there's light traffic. Of course, during holiday seasons, it could take like 5 hours.
So just for you Americans and for some of you living in the UK area, that's 93 to 111 miles in distance.
Yeah, I have no idea about miles. I will take Brian's word for it.
Yes, I just have to look it up, because I know a lot of people who don't know the metric system. Mm. And it's weird, because you would think in London, of all places, that they use the metric system and height and all that stuff.
Do they not?
For cars, they don't. Which is weird, because when you're on apps like Uber trying to get a car or a taxi, I'm thinking, I get in the car and I'm like, oh, where you headed, Seth? I was like, I'm going about like, 5 kilometers down the street. He's like, you mean 2.7 miles? I'm like, oh, wait, you guys go by miles here?
You know what? In some movies, I've heard them refer to things like distances in yards too. So I'm like,
oh, you know, it's really weird.
I don't know anything about that.
When you go to Ireland, or is it Scotland, one of those countries, and wait.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of stone?
What does that mean? What do you mean?
It's confused. Like, it's like, oh, I think I'm like about 11 to 12 stone. I'm like, what the heck is a stone?
What kind of stone?
That's
like Stonehenge size? Like, do you have to?
I think one stone is about like 12 pounds or something like that. It's like, wait, 11.5 or 12. It's so confusing.
How did they come to this conclusion?
I have no idea. But
all right.
Yes, there are many other ways of weight and distance in the world that we did not know existed.
So going back to Buyeo and Buyeo, the metric system, and not being too far. Once again, Buyeo is known for, it's actually a great spot for stargazing. Lots of low pollution, and one of the most popular locations, which I will mention later. So tune in for part two. There's no surrounding buildings. It's very high in on the higher elevation, so it makes it perfect for enjoying sunsets if you go a little earlier, or a sky full of stars, which you can rarely, well, no, you can't ever see in Seoul.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So okay. April to May is especially a great time to view Milky Way, and also this is probably the best weather you'll get.
So basically you're saying go there now.
Go now. Just go.
Just go. And that's why you brought it up. Because it's the perfect time. And right now we have the perfect song, obviously, I'm thinking. So
yes.
What is going to be the perfect like theme today for the music?
나랑 별 보러 가지.
So what's the connection, though?
Stargazing. You're inviting someone to go stargazing.
So if you go stargazing, are we going to see aliens in the sky?
Well, I was hoping for a little more like rom-com genre rather than like sci-fi. But yes,
okay.
I guess for those of you who are seeking that and maybe a connection with the aliens up on the mountain, go for it.
Well, let's check it out. This is 적재 with Let's Go See the Stars. 별 보러 가자. All right, that was 적재 with Let's Go See the Stars. And I'm not talking about in Hollywood. Or K-pop, I'm talking about stars in the sky.
And you know what? Those are sometimes, they will bring you more peace and joy sometimes. Because, nature, being out in nature,
yes,
that's what will get you there. But you know what? There's something that Puyo has to offer, which I think is a great selling point for foreign visitors who are big K-drama fans. Because there's the Seodongryo Park. It's a theme park. It's in Chunghwamyeon. And it's this large-scale historical set. It recreates the Baekje era. And there's royal palaces, marketplace streets, commoners' houses. And it's originally built for the drama Seodongryo, which is why it's called Seodongryo Theme Park. Admission's very cheap for adults. It's 2001. And it's free for the local residents and nearby cities. And famous dramas like 서동요, 육룡이 나르샤, 태종이 방원, 조선혼담, 공작소, 꽃파랑, 명불허전, 뿌리 깊은 나무, etc., etc.
And you sound like you're just rapping with no pause in the middle.
I should redo that. 서동요! Anyway, if you're into kind of the historical genre of Korean dramas and you want to maybe take some nice pictures away from like the bigger crowds in the Gyeongbokgung area in Seoul, this is definitely recommended. And there are other famous drama spots, and one is called Seonghungsansong Fortress.
That's like a tongue twister right there.
Seonghungsansong Fortress. And
yes, the cool fortress.
It's the love tree. It's supposed to be this half of a heart-shaped tree. So it's not a full heart, but it's like a, you know how people put up their hands and they put it on their face and it's supposed to be half of a heart? It looks like that. And it's popular photo spot.
So it's not a castle, even though it's a song?
No, it's Sansong is actually a fortress. But then there's this tree on top of it. Very popular. So you go and you basically take two pictures.
It's a love tree?
It's a love tree because it's like, it looks like kind of like a half of a
heart.
And then you take two pictures.
Of a heart.
Half of a heart.
What happened to the other half?
You create the other half by taking two pictures, flipping over the other one.
Because the other half don't exist.
So you have to create it with AI.
Where's the love?
But you know what?
Where is the love? Don't
this
exist.
This tree is actually featured in many different Korean dramas as well. It's one of Puya's most iconic filming locations. This beautiful, not just the tree, but that location itself. There were, I think it was in Hotel de Luna. It was a famous filming spot there as well. Puyo was the final capital of Baekje Kingdom over like 1,400 years ago. And today, there's a lot of historical aspects to it. So it's like this open-air museum, which is what people normally refer to Gyeongju as.
So open air, there's no roof all over the museum at all?
Basically the entire city is a museum is what they're saying. So anywhere you go, there's lots of historical values and
so no admission fee?
Some of them do. Some of them is just you walk around and you see it. So the entire city itself is very historical.
Cool.
There are some must-see spots like Gungnam-ji, and it's a pond, and it's actually Korea's oldest artificial garden during Baekje era. So it's famous for Baekje does have a very strong Buddhist background, so lots of lotus flowers and things like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, during summer it's very beautiful, and it's open during nighttime as well, and nighttime view is good. It's very romantic, very calm vibe if you want to go there for that.
They have a love tree. It's
yes,
got to be romantic.
The entire city. Buzo Samseong and Nakhwaham is actually, they have a lot of fortresses there. It's a cliff, but a historical fortress. What are you going to say about the cliff?
I just read what you wrote about the cliff.
Yeah, it's Nakhwaham, which is where the fortress, the cliff is. It's where Baekje court ladies are said to, unfortunately, have jumped during the kingdom's fall. Because, yes,
why though?
The Three Kingdom era, and then, well, what happens after you get conquered, man? Not fun things. So
I would still try to live, run away or something, escape.
Wow. Wait, what if there was like a nuclear attack in like Seoul? Would you actually try to like...
I would still try to live that extra minute or second.
Really?
Try to survive and run away and you know, have my dogs. My thing is like, not only for myself, like I know that I want my dogs to live. So at least, you know, cover them and make sure that nuclear, chemical, whatever things in the air doesn't reach them and let them breathe and live a little bit longer.
You know what? I respect that. But I'm really not that kind of person.
I would definitely
run towards the nuclear bombing area or like drive towards it and just die.
End your life?
Yeah, I feel that's so I would be one of these ladies that would jump off the cliff.
Wow.
But
okay, I'm going to call you Baekje from now on.
Wow. This is super morbid conversation, but I think that's how devastating it was for them. There's no life after the end of my country. Ooh, that's very dramatic. But yeah, so it overlooks the Geumgang River. It's also very beautiful, but because there's such kind of tragic history behind it, it's symbolic for sure. And then there's the Baekje Munadanji. It's the Baekje cultural land, and it's reconstructed many palaces, temples, and villages. So if you really want to feel like you're in a historical K-drama, this is where to go. And it's great for visuals and storytelling content.
All right. So if you guys are traveling, definitely check this place out. It sounds very beautiful.
Mm.
There's a theme park as well. You got the lotus flowers. You got that fake old love tree. There's no such thing as love in my heart.
There's love for your dog.
That's true love.
It's what is that called? There's agape, like the unconditional love, like for family and your dogs and your pets.
Well, you know, they say dogs are the only creatures in the world that love you unconditionally with nothing yet. You don't have to show them anything.
You know what? On the other hand, I think I am a creature of unconditional love for my cats because they don't really do much for me.
It's the same thing. If you think about it, all they do, you come home from work. They exist. And they still love you. You can feed them the same meal every day.
Your dogs welcome you home, and they're like so happy to see you.
Yeah.
I'm sure my cats do, or I tell myself, but...
Oh, your cats don't do anything for you, you're saying.
Yeah, so I'm the unconditionally loving creature. There is love in this world.
You're their dummy, pretty much.
Yes, basically, which is why they call us the butlers, the chipsa of, my cats.
So you're basically the cat's pets.
Yeah, I serve them.
Yeah. That's okay.
I really try my best. Okay. I try my best to serve them.
You're the quartz lady for them.
Basically. I fan them during summer.
You're the cat's jester.
Yes. I entertain them, so.
That's fine.
Yeah. So true love does exist.
You're going to entertain your cats more by talking about like the food. What can you eat there?
I don't think my cats would like any of these because, you know, they're actually supposed to be carnivorous. But yeonnipbap, which is lotus leaf rice, which is very famous.
Very vegetarian friendly.
Yes, exactly. And he doesn't look happy.
No. Don't get me wrong. I do like vegetarian food. I like vegan food. I'm not vegan or vegetarian. I like all foods. I'll try anything. It's just I'm not living that life. Personally, I eat all foods. Yes.
I am closer to a carnivore, I would say.
I am a carnivore.
So, yeonnipbap, I need more like protein next to it. That's what I would need. I would just need extra things.
Vegan food has protein in it.
You know,
people
what, it
have
does.
Their own
I
idea.
Need,
you I, need meat protein. You're saying
all of a sudden going from being a cat lover to saying like I need animal protein.
So you want animal protein?
I need animal protein. I am sorry.
But I love animal protein as well.
It's yummy.
Yes.
So yeonnipbap is basically rice wrapped in lotus leaves, and it has this like herbal fragrance, kind of like, you know, bamboo rice and things like that you added
herbal
in.
Herbal and earthy. Mm. I like to say earthy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's very healthy. Mm. It's something that my grandma would recommend for me.
And then add to the healthy part of it, we like to have a little bit of pork or a little bit of beef on the side. Or maybe
exactly.
some fish, you know?
Deep fried something, sorry.
Somebody didn't have lunch before she came in today again.
Anyway.
But good thing your stomach ain't doing that.
Continuing on with some delicious food that my stomach will maybe react to.
Mm, I had a burger, so I'm good.
See? Animal protein, right, guys? So
it could have been a Beyond Burger.
You know what? That I get offended by that. Burgers need to be beef and it needs, or chicken, but it needs to be thick anyways.
Yeah. It should be called a burger if it's vegan, you know?
Ooh.
With a V. Yes.
I don't know. It just it doesn't sit right with me. Anyway, other foods to eat there. There's noodles. It's very like the food that they would eat on Korean, like the historical dramas on the kind of the marketplace, the 시골 밥상, the countryside, lots of handmade noodles, local vegetables, and it's clean, so it's very healthy for sure. It's not
something. I feel like the way you're explaining it is almost like a temple stay.
You know what? It kind of is. It's very healthy, the local vegetables, and traditionally Korean food is very good for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Another thing is palm chestnuts, and Puyo is known for chestnut production. You'll see chestnut snacks, desserts, and even chestnut makgeolli. Yeah.
Not a big chestnut guy, though.
What?
Like, you know, in the wintertime, they always, like, have roasted chestnuts on the streets and stuff like that.
Oh. You know what? I do actually prefer chestnuts being made into something. Chestnut-flavored things. Chestnut cheesecake.
But, chestnut. But you're not a big actual chestnut person, right?
You know what? I am. I'm sorry. Going back. Yeah, I think
I am. You're confusing today.
I'm going back and forth.
Mm-hmm. But I love how you got excited on the chestnut makgeolli.
Because, I mean, any type of makgeolli, man.
Mm-hmm. Now, we got to listen to music, y'all, and wrap up this segment. Actually, no. We're not wrapping up a segment.
A part of it.
Not yet.
But
we still have to listen to two songs before we wrap up our segment.
Exactly.
So what's the connection this time?
For those who are hesitating about Puyo, we have a song by Channabi and then another one by Chaeyuri to describe the serenity and peace.
Ooh, so hopefully this will motivate you guys to go check out Puyo. Channabi singing a song called For Lovers Who Hesitate. 주저하는 연인들을 위해. And then we have Chaeyuri with Forest Soup. All right, now it's time for go or no go.
You know what? I'm a little conflicted because when I researched this and I thought, wow, I really want to go. I would totally go. And I would definitely recommend this to tourists, especially if they like the historical, some even like historical fusion dramas as well. But I don't want it to get too crowded. That's the charm of Puyo, right? And if you're tired of that busy, very crowded metropolitan tourist spots, I'm going to whisper it to you. Puyo is a go. If you want, slow travel, nature, and history
but
together.
Now that you said go, it might become a travel hotspot.
So maybe let's edit that part out and we can say, no, don't go, guys.
You can go. It's like Seongju. You know, back in the day, Seongju wasn't as popular.
Yeah.
But now it's so popular that I tell people, if you're going to go, don't go on Fridays or Saturdays or Sundays.
Yeah. You know what? Don't go anywhere popular or popping on
weekends.
Fridays.
Yeah,
unless you're
Saturdays.
Below the age of 25, then you know what? Just
I'm
go
the
nuts.
Same way. And I made mistakes on my tube channel by going to these restaurants that I really like. And I'd say it on my channel that it's a go for me.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I get DMs from people who've gone there like, oh, because of you, we have to wait in line. Or some of these restaurants, you have to call and make reservations now. Thanks. I'm like, oh, crud. So now I call the restaurant in advance because I want to go there.
Yeah.
Or I go on days I know it's not going to be busy. So same thing in Puyo. Go now.
Yep.
And in the future when it gets busy, go on like a Monday. Or maybe a Wednesday, but avoid the weekends.
Yeah, avoid the peak season too.
Yeah.
So Puyo's really not flashy or super modern, but that's kind of the charm of it. It's like going back in time. You walk along the river, visit ancient ruins, and it kind of makes you pause and breathe. And if you're into imagining, oh, maybe I was a princess in Baekje in a past life, this is the place to be.
So it's almost like I'm trying to compare it to like a character in a film before they become like princess-like.
Oh,
I mean, like Cinderella?
Yeah, basically, it's like, oh yeah, I was kind of in the lower class of the Baekje era, but then I met a prince in the marketplace, and now I'm the queen, but now I have to jump off a cliff because the country is falling apart. Tragic ending.
Then that's like Romeo and Juliet when they drink that little thing and they die together, right?
But you know what? Specifically, few people coming to my mind, some of my friends, they do enjoy that kind of...
Killing
the
themselves?
Dramatic imagining of, oh, I'm the damsel in distress kind of... Anyway, so that would be the place to go. I would recommend that to my friends.
Yes. Slow travel, nature, mm-hmm. history, and love trees. Yes. If you're into that, go check it out. Take a lot of pictures, put it up there, and let us know. Be like, oh my gosh, we went there because, you know, Nael told us to go there. It's beautiful, you know, and now we go, there's a lot of people. Let us know if there's a lot of people there too.
Ooh, you should
that's our
tag
fault.
Us after you take pictures there.
Yeah, then it'll be our fault. Yes. So we're going to have to wrap up this corner and segment with a last song. So what's going to be the last song of today?
This one's actually a classic. Mm. I feel like it really fits that theme of nature. It's, you know, it's calm, a bit of melancholy. It sounds like it's kind of an upbeat, fun song, but yeah. Oh. I debated over which version, but let's go with the classic.
All right, let's check it out. This is going to be the song wrapping up our segment. Hopefully, it'll motivate you to go to Puyo today or over the weekend if you want. And it is by Kim Kwang-seok. It's called Where the Wind Rises, 바람이 불어오는 곳. And Nael, we'll see you next week with a new place to travel to.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's all the time that we have for y'all today. Thank you for tuning in. We have a great song by Hwaza taking us out. It's called So Cute. Our producer is Chaedong Gwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.